Hey, don't forget, we got the Pledge of the Week, and all you have to do is send us yours. If you, you know, are a parent, or maybe you're part of a PTO or PTA, whatever you call it, wherever you are, and you want to have your class read the Pledge of Allegiance, or I should say, I don't think they read it, but if you want to say the Pledge of Allegiance for us, just record it on your phone, send it to pledge@jnkevin.com, and then we will designate the week, let you know what week you get to be on the air, and then you can tell everybody so everybody can hear your child doing the Pledge of Allegiance, like those in Mrs. Davis's kindergarten class at Chester Elementary. Well done. All right. By the way, in an hour, we're going to qualify you for $1,000 worth of Christmas cash. We do a drawing every Friday. We give you five opportunities during the day to qualify, and that's at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. So your chance to come up at 8 o'clock is your next chance. Our next Christmas wish, we'll make the phone call, let you know. We talked to her yesterday. And we'll play that for you coming up at about 7:45 this morning. In the meantime, let me get to the news. Man, there's some of it. So there's this 32-year-old guy in Virginia. And he's thinking to himself, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm gonna go steal some stuff. I'm going to go ahead and shoplift. I've thought about it. I'm going to shoplift. I'm going to steal a bunch of stuff. So he pulls up to Walmart. And this guy's not the most observant 32-year-old you've ever seen, so he pulls into the Walmart, he parks, and he finds this one spot. It's kind of in the middle of all these cars that look very, very similar, and he's thinking to himself, man, those cars look similar, almost like they're unmarked cop cars or something. So he pulls in there. Yeah, there's a bunch of unmarked cop cars. Oh, there's also, over there on the other side, 40 marked cop cars at the Walmart. But you know what? He's already made his plans. He can't change his mind now. Goes in, starts stealing stuff, putting stuff under his shirt, under his coat, gets $1,400 worth of stuff. Dude, there was a shop with a cop event going on there. There were over 40 police officers in uniform, not to mention the undercover cops that were inside the store. This genius decided he still thought this was a good opportunity to steal, and you'll never believe it, he actually got caught. You know, he had his plans, and he could not pivot away from his plans. You make a plan, you make a plan. Merry Christmas to you, sir, and Happy New Year. Do you know the song? Do you remember the song? Are you old enough, or are you, like, you're too young, and there's no way you would ever know this song? And if you know it, you know it, so sing along with it.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with the O-L-O-G-N-A.
That could make you $50. They've now decided to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that particular little song from that young man. You just go to singtopay.com, enter your info, video yourself performing the jingle by December 15th. They're going to draw somebody's name out in partnership with Instacart. You get a prize of free bologna and $50. One's a prize and one's bologna.
Story number two.
Rover.com. We just did this when we did the wavelength there with Jonathan. We were talking about pet names. Somebody texted in and said, what's the, you know, see if you can match them with pet names. These are the top pet names of 2024. It's going to make you mad, probably. Taylor Swift and Kelsey are trending. Sorry about that. Here are the number one most increased names used for cats. Provolone is up over 500%. Other names that are trending: casserole, burrito, dumpling. Well, I sense a trend. port, like the wine, Taylor Swift, of course, styles, and then funny ones like Mini Meows and Leonard D. Cap Meow, also very popular. For dogs, I don't understand what all the food names are with all the pets, but food names are apparently all the rage for both cats and dogs. Up more than 200% for dogs, calzone, also trending poutine, pastrami, cauliflower, and sardine, along with Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob. If you have one of those names for your pet, I dare you to text in at 509-441-0999.
Story number three.
And finally today, I don't know if you'd ever recommend it, but certainly not on like New Year's or something where there's, you know, they're really paying attention. Miller High Life is selling a new cologne called Barfume. That's supposed to make you smell like a dive bar. Barfume will capture, and I'm quoting now, every familiar dive bar scent from the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer to a comforting, savory taste of a classic bar snack. Includes, as they say, notes of leather, cedarwood, sea salt, and tobacco. There's three of them coming out today. Apparently, there's going to be a limited number of bottles. So, boy, you are going to want to get on this today. At 9 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Friday, they're only going to release a certain number of them. Only $60, and you can smell like a dive bar. Again, you get pulled over smelling like that, going to be hard to plead your case, I think.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Guys, their stage look is more like their normal look because there's no glitz and glam. Absolutely. Is that what you're thinking? Yeah.
And that's the thing that would throw it off with Jason Aldean for me, too, is that if he's just wearing flip-flops and swimming trunks, shirt off.
Right.
I don't know that I'd recognize him.
Kevin James.
What about Willie Nelson? You think you'd recognize him?
Oh, for sure.
Probably from the smoke.
Probably Willie the glitz and glam.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, it says, hey, Jay and Kevin, we have limits that we have all agreed to as far as spending goes for buying family gifts for Christmas. Problem is, my sister always goes over and buys the kids extra presents. It drives me and my other siblings crazy because we either feel bad for not getting her kids and the other kids something, or we give in to the pressure and spend more. This year, she told me to just stop being a Scrooge. Am I being a Scrooge? That's from Allie. 509-441-0999 is the text line, and you can also comment on our Facebook page where a lot of people have had a chance to comment. I think a majority are like, you know, okay, Lynn said, no, you're not being a Scrooge. If she decides to overspend, that's her decision. Best way to respect yourself is to honor the boundaries. And some people, I just think, let's see if I can find the one that said some people just can't help themselves. It's just our love language. They just love to give gifts. Bailey said, you know, let her do it. I genuinely know people who cannot help themselves. It's how they show their love. Doesn't mean that you have to do it as well. You don't have to live above your means. I'm not saying that you are, but always a good reminder when people give gifts lavishly or often, you know, it's not a competition. There's a lot of that. You're not being a Scrooge. There's a lot of that. Stop worrying about your sister. You just do what you agreed to. This one just says, I don't understand why people agree to things and then don't follow through with them. It does put other people in a bad situation. Plus, if there's kids involved, if you don't think they're counting the gifts, you're probably wrong. Which that might be true, too, where, you know, you got children from some families are getting five or whatever. But maybe that's a lesson you can sit back and teach, too. Lucasia says, stick to your budget. Carolyn, you're not a Scrooge. You set limits. That's her thing. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel shamed. Just say, to have the conversation. This is a good one right here. Have the conversation. Just say, look, I don't appreciate the fact that you're spending more than we agreed to. If it's something you really feel strongly about, okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sticking to it. And I think that's fair on both sides. She wants to spend more, let her spend more. But yeah, I do. It is kind of can put you in kind of a weird spot if you feel like. Also, how many people do that? Like, what percentage of people actually go over? If you have a $25 limit, how many people are actually going, you know, sticking to it versus how many people are going over? It texted in right now, 509-441-0999. If you think that you would say, and I'm going to say, well, maybe 25 is too low. No, we'll say 25. What's it matter? Okay, so 25 is the limit for Christmas to spend on niece, nephew, brother, sister, whatever it is. Would you stick to the limit, or are you the person who's likely to go over? And don't tell me that 30 is not going over. If the limit is 25, would you go over? 509-441-0999. Just a yes or a no. It's pretty simple. Yeah, see, here's how it starts. I'd go over by $5. I'd go over by no more than 10. But see, over is over. It's like it reminds me of that old joke about the speed limit. You know, either over is over. So would you stick to the limit, yes or no? That's the question. No. Annette, no. Jackie, no, I wouldn't. Simon would go over. Dan would go over. Yeah, see, this Dan said yes, he would stick to it. Normally, I go over. Oops, that's from Laura. No, I wouldn't stick to it. See, this is the thing. You feel like the limit is might be a suggestion, not an actual limit. Oh, man. And that, seriously. Oh, there you go. Good job, Mary. Over is over. Thank you. Thank you. May I have another? Well, this person has, without a name, says, I'd go at, if I had a $25 limit, I would spend 10. Thanks for balancing it out. Chanel says there's a hard to stay under any limit that's not 75. That might be true, too. All right, you can continue to text him in, 509-441-0999, and the conversation continues on our Facebook page.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right.
What? This is sincerity. Do you not know the difference between sarcasm and sincerity?
Clearly not.
Kevin James.
Yeah, we are being sincere right now. Coming up, though, it's not going to be as good for you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, shout out to Roberta. Thanks for letting me know. Roberta was at the airport last night, said she had a producer, Steve, sighting. Steve made it back into town, relatively late last night. And I said, where'd you see him? What was he doing? What time was it? She said, 10-ish. And that producer Steve was wandering around the outside of the airport looking for his Uber. No one is surprised. Steve will be back tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. Well, I have plenty of questions about his vacation back home. We'll check our Christmas wish for the day coming up in about 10 minutes. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, it's your chance to qualify for $1,000. Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Well, John Party announced his tour today. He's going to do a 16 arena tour. And then he's got other tour stops mixed in there. And he will be swinging by Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Airway Heights on June 20th. Long time to plan, but the tickets go on sale this Friday. We'll have your tickets to give away on Monday for John Party at Northern Quest. And again, that's going to be on June the 20th. He was on the CMA Country Christmas last night singing Christmas carols. Party's everywhere right now. Well, gosh, bad news for Brooks and Dunn. They're going to have to postpone any of the tours that they wanted, any events that they wanted, because Ronnie Dunn got an injury skiing. He posted a picture yesterday. This looks like he's sitting in the back seat. He's got one regular-looking pant leg and one leg that is completely wrapped up in ace bandages. And he said, maybe I need to give up skiing at the age of 72. Do you know anybody that's still snow skiing that's 72 or older? If you do, I would love to hear. Please text it in. 72 years old. Probably shouldn't ski anymore at 72. That's what he said. And then he went on to say, looks like I'll be on an 8-week vacation. So they're going to postpone any events that Brooks and Dunn had because Ronnie looks like he did a pretty good job on his left leg there. Mainly his knee, I believe. So 8-week vacation for Ronnie Dunn. And do you know anyone who skis, who's 72 or older. He said, I need to change the lyrics to the song I Don't Dance to I Don't Ski. Changing the lyrics from I don't dance with anybody but you to I probably shouldn't ski anymore at 72. Thank you, Ronnie Dunn. Finally, Yellowstone, you know, they, of course, had the two locations to film because, you know, if you've been following the series, some of the guys went to Texas and they moved the herd and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, Kelly Riley, who plays Beth, she also was in Texas for a while, and she said it's a little bit different than Montana. For instance, she said they actually had professional snake wranglers on the set all the time because there were so many large rattlesnakes while they were shooting, not to mention tarantulas. She goes, I'm from South London. The most scary thing in South London is a stinging nettle. We don't have large spiders. We don't have large snakes. And I don't particularly care for either of them. Yeah, even Beth can get scared of snakes and spiders, as Jim Stafford once said. There you go, a little entertainment news for you. And don't forget, we will do our Christmas wish here for the day coming up in about 8 minutes.
What's up, man?
Couldn't make the cut.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if, you know, the actor Kevin James sued you because, you know, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
I would be honored.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Speaking of honored, pretty honored to be able to do the Christmas wish this year. Very excited. We've got all of our stations involved in it this year. Thanks to our fantastic sponsors who have helped along the way, like Yolk's Fresh Markets and Golden Rule Break. Also, our friends over there at Indaba Coffee and Delicious Hamburgers and Silver Safari all doing their part. If you want to check out how you can help those sponsors and all the different ways they're making a difference with our local charity called Christmas Wish, well, you can just check it out at thebig999coyotecountry.com. Our delivery day sponsor today is Money Tree. We also appreciate them a great deal. Yesterday, Kevin and I had a chance to contact somebody who was our next recipient of a Christmas wish, thanks to a nominating letter from her father, which, by the way, you can also nominate folks by just going to thebig999coyotecountry.com or by texting the word wish to 509-441-0999. Either way, super easy and effective. Here's our phone call from yesterday.
Hello?
Jen?
Yes.
Hi, Jane, Kevin.
Hey.
Is John your dad?
He is.
Looks like we've got a little letter from John here that I would like to share with you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
It just says that I'm nominating my daughter for the Christmas wish for so many reasons. She's been through so much for the last few years, and no matter how hard she works, she can't seem to catch a break. Recently divorced, forced to move, lost her mother last year. Most of her family has relocated to different areas, including her sister and myself to Texas. I want her and the kids to have something for Christmas. She also recently had a head injury that left her out of work for the last month and has no return date. With the holiday approaching, she is beyond stressed and overwhelmed with the bills piling up. She's a teaching assistant. We know that they don't make much, so I'm hoping that you guys can help. Does everything she can for everybody but herself, goes out of her way for others. Please be the Christmas miracle she needs this year, whether it's groceries, bills, household essentials, or a little something for the kids. That was from your dad for a Christmas wish this year. Things have been kind of piling up, huh?
They have been.
And your kids are what age?
They are 15, 11, and just turned 6.
15 and 11 and 6. So that's not busy at all then.
Not at all.
Geez, I'm sorry that things have been a little rough for you, that sounds like. And then when family kind of moves away for whatever reason, obviously that's another one of those things that just kind of piles up on you.
Definitely not been easy, not having anybody around and losing my mom, and then I haven't been working since October, so.
What's the thing that kind of stresses you out the most as you get closer and closer to Christmas?
Honestly, I think it's just the fear of not being able to give my kids Christmas.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any parent would feel that for sure.
Yeah, no mom wants that hanging over their head.
Exactly.
I noticed that your dad in the letter is talking about the little things that you seem to forget about, too, that kind of go by the wayside when he's like, you know, you need, the car needs an oil change. And you're like, well, that, you know, I'm going to have to make decisions, and oil is not going to be one of them right now.
Facts.
Well, let's see if we can help you out. We've got a couple of things we'd like to share with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
we have for you. Well, first of all, let's get the oil changed. We got a free oil change from Jake's Car Care, so we're going to take care of that. You won't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, thank you.
We've got a $200 gift card to Avista, a $200 gift card to Yokes Fresh Markets, and then we're also going to throw in a $500 Amazon gift card and a $500 Visa gift card.
My gosh, wow. Thank you.
So hopefully that'll be able to take some of your stress away and also make it so it's one of those deals where you think, you know what, that's going to help for the holiday. Going to help take care of those kids.
So much. You have no idea.
Maybe we gave you just enough that you can get like a candle or something for yourself. Whatever you like. You probably could use something, right?
It would be nice, but never required.
Maybe a little something to help your state of mind, Jen. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a great Christmas season. I'm glad we could do our small part. And Merry Christmas to you, and take care of yourself too, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.